Running connects us. The early mornings, the personal bests, the shared finish lines. At Marathon Sports, we're proud to be part of that journey with you. Our team helps you find shoes that fit your stride, apparel that feels good, and gear that keeps you moving. Stop by one of 28 New England locations or shop online at marathonsports.com. Marathon Sports, inspiring movement in everyone.
The average woman is exposed to 126 toxic chemicals, half of which cause cancer, before she even leaves the house. And these are in our shampoos, conditioners, waters, cleaning products, soaps, toothpaste. Things like parabens, sodium lauryl sulfate, phthalates, triclosan toothpaste, even all the hand sanitizer that we're going around using. Alcohol is one thing, but when it contains triclosan and all the other ingredients, Remember, your skin is porous, right?
What's up, everyone? If you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, everyone. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. If you're returning, welcome back. Welcome home. If you are new, I'm so happy that you have found this podcast. Make sure you go back and listen to all of them because there's so many treats in there. I want you to get the full picture of who I am, what this journey is about, and what it really means to be a bomb mom or bomb dad. I'm going to keep today's introduction and the beginning of this podcast really short because I want to dive in and I want to make sure you guys hear every single second of my interview today with Dr. Stephen Cabral. He is our guest today, and we are talking all about toxins, eliminating, removing, reducing environmental toxins from your body, the real reasons as to why we're sick and his journey and where he's been on. He is a board certified doctor of neuropathy and the founder of the Equal Life and Integrative Health Practitioner Institute. And he's also the author of the international best-selling book, The Rain Barrel Effect. After almost 20 years and over 600,000 pages of research study completed, dozens of certifications in the natural health field, over a quarter of a million private client sessions, and a doctoral degree in neuropathy, Dr. Cabral's knowledge, experience, and passion are at the top of his field. Dr. Cabral also has his own podcast called The Cabral Concept. To learn more, to get a free copy about his book, which you guys have to get, make sure you go to stephencabral.com. That's stephencabral.com. So listen to this episode more than once, share it, make sure you guys rate and review because that's huge for the podcast. It's huge for the episode, and send us questions. Dr. Cabral talks about following him on Instagram and how he responds to his DMs. I do as well. And his is just his name, Stephen Cabral. Mine is It's Melissa Vogel. We want to connect with you. We want to help you, especially if you're reaching out. And you can work with Dr. Cabral no matter where you live. So there's so many options, but you are going to want to hear his story and his journey over and over again. So pass this on, rate and review. Enjoy the show, everyone. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Bomb Mom Podcast. Oh, are we in for a treat today? We have Dr. Stephen Cabral on. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cabral.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
You have a very impressive resume. I am excited to dive in to everything about reducing toxins, why we're really sick, overweight, just falling apart as Americans.
So I'm happy to share all the things with what I refer to as the rain barrel effect, and essentially how the human body begins to get sick, overwhelmed, anxious, begins to gain weight, and how we begin to age at a much more faster rate. So that's what we specialize in our practice. But really, it all comes down to giving people hope, helping them find the root cause, and understanding that every issue, whether it be wellness-based, autoimmune, et cetera, has an underlying root cause. And if you're able to figure that out, you are able to bring your body back into balance.
Well, I love that, because everything right now in society is so Band-Aid fixed. You know, everything is just, oh, I'm feeling depressed, take a pill. Oh, I'm overweight, take a pill. That's the new one that I'm getting so much, that these women are like going to the doctor and they're overweight, they're feeling depressed, and then they're like, here's a pill for that, here's a pill for that. And then they will lose weight. So then they're like, ooh, an easy way out, or they do feel better. They never fix that underlying cause and problem.
100%. And the issue with that is that we're really just masking deeper issues. So you might get a pill for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, whatever, you know, name your disease, right? You're on biological drugs for autoimmune issues. You might be giving thyroid medication. But the problem is, since you didn't fix the underlying root cause that led to it, the issue is just going to manifest in a different way. So you might be dealing with brain fog, low mood, weight gain, skin issues, thinning hair, et cetera. And again, you're on a medication. It might fix it for 6 months, a year, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back worse because you neglected those symptoms. So although we don't want anyone to suffer in our practice, we also say the symptoms are your guide as to you getting well, you rebalancing your body. And that's a nice way to look at it.
Yeah, I love that. Now, you went through some severe health complications back when you were a teenager. So I love that you have this experience and you want to give people hope, because you probably felt pretty hopeless back then. What was going on during your teen years?
So my teen years were back in the late 90s. There was no real internet. And so when you got sick, there was nothing to really Google or look up. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because I feel like sometimes that can lead us astray in the wrong direction or give us too many things to look at. But I woke up, I was 17 years old. It was that fall, my senior year of high school. And, you know, I had allergies as a kid. I had all sorts of hives and borderline asthma, just things a lot of kids would have. I followed the standard American diet. I was having cereal for breakfast, drinking Kool-Aid, having cold milk with my cold cut sandwich at lunch, et cetera. Like, that was just, again, normal kid living in the suburbs around Boston. But what happened was, when I was 17, I woke up one morning and all the glands in my body were swollen. So I could tell that there was something wrong with my immune system. We went to the doctor, started running blood work, and all that we could find was that my immune system was shutting down. So my primary care physician sent us from specialist to specialist. Two dozen specialists later, 2 years later, they still hadn't figured out what was going on with my body, except that my immune system was shutting down. So that was very frustrating. Many doctors said, we see that there's an issue with your white blood cells, but everything else is all in your head, which is obviously very difficult to hear. And especially, you know, in our conventional medicine, although I do believe in conventional medicine, it's very binary, meaning like either something's off in your blood work or it's not. And if nothing's off, well, then of course that means you're healthy, right? That's just not the case, right? Health is not the absence of disease. Health is feeling energy and ambition and drive and being at the right body weight for you as well. So to make a long story short, by chance, a neighbor of ours said, you're not finding results with all these great specialists in Boston. Why don't you look at this alternative medicine practitioner in Cambridge, Massachusetts? We went there, we started running these at-home lab tests to look at my adrenals, to look at my thyroid, to look at food sensitivities, to look at my gut. Lo and behold, there was so many things off. I can't even begin to describe it. And it opened up my eyes to a whole new world. Now, of course, I was very skeptical at first because this is very different from what I learned. Mm-hmm. But I would learn now that there was a whole other side to healing the body. And I was able to then finally show this to doctors. And I got diagnosed with all sorts of disease, Addison's disease, which is the lack of production of cortisol. So you feel like a walking zombie all day long, and yet you can't sleep at night. You have insomnia because you're not producing cortisol. Mm-hmm. I had an autoimmune issue called rheumatoid arthritis. And at 17 years old, that's very, very rare. Although less rare now, 20 plus years later with our society, I had myalgic encephalomyelitis, so chronic fatigue syndrome. all sorts of issues, type 2 diabetes. I failed the glucose tolerance test. So my body, again, was a mess because my hormones were a mess. My immune system was a mess. My nervous system was a mess. And all conventional medicine could do then was to put me on a handful of medications. Well, lo and behold, the internet comes around the year 2000 or so. At least I had access to it. And I realized people on all these medications with these different diseases, they didn't live a very long, healthy life. They typically would die in their later 50s or early 60s if they were lucky. And it's just not what I wanted for my life. I just felt like I had more than what my disease was currently allowing for. And so I really went all in on natural health, natural medicine. And practitioner after practitioner, it was an easy road, but I finally found a mentor that put it all together for me. Her name was Dr. Pete. And I was well within 6 months. I got completely healed of every single disease I had. Now, many years later, I'm still disease-free. I have more energy than I ever have. And it's simply my mission now to share this with the world that if you're as bad as I am or was, good, you can still heal. But most people aren't. That's the good news. And so most people can heal within about 3 to 6 months.
Oh, I love that you said that because there's so many people feeling hopeless. There are so many people that are like, oh, well, I have this autoimmune disease and my joints are swollen and my thyroid is an issue and my hair is falling out. And now I have this like spare tire around my gut. And like these women, especially women, I mean, men too, but they can just list off all of these things. And they're like, eh, it comes with getting older.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, no. Did you ever find out why? Like, why were you so sick? Was it the environment you were living in? Was it your home? Like, why all these issues?
Well, so yeah, I ended up with those diseases, which again, we have to understand that a disease is simply a name that a doctor or scientist comes up with for a conglomeration of symptoms, meaning rheumatoid arthritis is not rheumatoid arthritis. Sure, it's arthritis affecting your joints, what typically the small joints, the fingers, then it moves to like the elbows, different areas of the body. But what is it really? Well, it's inflammation and degeneration of those joints. But we give it a name, rheumatoid arthritis, and it seems like, oh, well, this is this genetic issue we have that we're just destined to live with, and we become a victim of that. And believe me, I mean, I was depressed for a long time. I was anxious. I had greater insomnia because I thought my life was ending. It was terrible. But when we then step back and we say, well, yeah, it's my genetics. Sure, that's a component of it. My grandparents had rheumatoid arthritis. My parents had rheumatoid arthritis. So yeah, it's in my genes. However, I didn't have rheumatoid arthritis just 2 years ago. Why do I have it now? Why did my parents get it in their early 40s and I got it at 17? What is this? So I realized, and again, my mentor helped teach me this, that we all have a certain genetic predisposition to something, meaning like I'll never get Hashimoto's, which is the autoimmune issue of the thyroid, but I will get the autoimmune issue of my knuckles. Some people get it of the nervous system, the myelin sheath, and that's called MS, multiple sclerosis, right? So we all have a genetic predisposition. However, those genetics do not need to manifest unless the environment allows for it, until that rain barrel begins to overflow. My rain barrel overflowed, and I'll share with you why all these things happened. When I was growing up, I would take antibiotics 4 or 5 times a year just for the common cold. Our pediatrician was just a antibiotic first type of doctor, and many are. And
you mean as a child, you're saying you took it that many times growing up?
100%. We took amoxicillin. We had Z-Packs in my house because I had my mom had 4 kids under the age of 5. And you know, it's like, well, yeah. Hey, you take the Z-Pack and you're better in 5 days. And so that's that. But what also happened when I was 14, I went to a dermatologist just for it's not normal, but some acne a teenager may get. Well, I got put on amoxicillin twice a day and I took it for 3 years. So by the time I was 17, I had taken 3,000 capsules of amoxicillin in my life. That caused, if people don't know, taking antibiotics is the number one reason for gut dysbiosis, which means it overgrows bacteria in your gut when you're off of it, right? Because it kills it while you're on it. And then it allows for yeast overgrowth. So what antibiotics don't do, they kill bacteria, but what they don't do is kill yeast in your intestines. And you always have natural candida in your intestines. It's just not supposed to overgrow. Well, when you take antibiotics, you're creating more room in your intestines. There's about 26 feet of intestine, 21 feet of small intestine. And that allows that yeast to just overgrow because there's so much more room now that you're killing all the bacteria. So I had such massive candida overgrowth that it grew all the way up into my stomach and into my esophagus. So when they did a GI scope to try to figure out why I had such bad acid reflux as well, I'm not even naming all the symptoms I had, they found candida all the way up in my esophagus, right into the back of my throat. And again, they couldn't figure out why, but lo and behold, I was on amoxicillin for 3 years straight. Yeah. So what happened was I had SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. I had massive food sensitivities, candida overgrowth. I had H. pylori, which is a bacteria that grows in your stomach. And then I had intestinal permeability. So what was happening is when I was eating, and I was trying to eat healthy foods by the time I got into college because I had done so much nutrition-based certifications and research to work on my body. Mm-hmm. But all of those proteins were now coming into my bloodstream because I had massive intestinal permeability, leaky gut. So that sets off your immune system. So your immune system now is fighting all these protein molecules that were never meant to move through your gut wall at the size that they are. And that creates inflammation. Now the genetics get set off. Okay, so now I have inflammatory based issues such as rheumatoid arthritis and, you know, again, massive, what's called mastocytosis, a lot of hives. And it was a miserable existence. It really was. So again, like I said, I now have empathy for people that are skeptical. They don't believe anything will work. And they call themselves basically a victim of Crohn's, a victim of Lyme, a victim of mold, a victim of Hashimoto's, whatever it is. But you have to understand, you are not your disease. And you will never overcome your disease if you associate with it. You are you. You are a human being that was meant to achieve so much in this life and live the life you always wanted. But this dis-ease, literally an imbalance of the body, is keeping you from that. But if you associate with it, that's why I have something called the de-stress protocol. And the last S is for success mindset. If you associate with you always having to suffer from this your whole life, you will never overcome it because of a neurological based issue that I can talk about as well.
Yeah. There's so many things as you're talking that are going through my head that one, your story. Other moms are probably listening to this going, oh my God, my kid's has ear infections. He's been on antibiotics already 4 times this year. You know, we're not even in winter season yet. So I love that you said that and pointed it out because that's making light bulbs go off for mom. Even though that was just like, that's a small piece of your puzzle, you know, of like what was going on. But like you saying that is helping another mom go, holy shit. That's my kid right now. And you know what? He does have food sensitivities. And you know what? He is experiencing this. And you know what? He did just start saying that I'm burping a lot, mommy. Like, what's going on? And like, oh, I just threw up in my mouth. It's true. You know, little kids talk like that and he's got acid reflux. So you are so right on. And I love that you're sharing like all of this. And the second thing that I have to say is I love that you said you don't have to associate yourself and like adapt your identity to who you are. Mm-hmm. So many people do that. And they're just like, oh, well, I have this. So, you know, I have to live this type of life. And you're right. That mind-body connection is so powerful. And then that's what overcomes them. And then they're just this who I is. You use that word victim. And I'm like, yes. Oh my God. So many people have that victim mentality. You're just nailing it.
Well, I mean, I lived it. And so it allows me to see things with a greater perspective. So although I wish I didn't have to go through it to be where I am today, I actually look at it now as a blessing that this was something that if I hadn't gone through it, who knows what my life would look like. And I actually love my life right now. I have 2 young daughters, 7 and 9 years old, my wife. I get to teach my daughters as well now how to be healthy right from birth, from a very young age, so that they know they can, I don't ever want them to be neurotic about something where they say, oh, I can't have this, I can't have that. No, there's a time and place for everything. And we enjoy everything in my family. However, we have to understand that foods do affect us. I had massive dairy issues when I was a child, but we never knew it. And most moms and dads don't know that the number one food sensitivity for kids is cow's milk. So they're not as sensitive to sheep or to goat, but yet think about how many times your child may have dairy a day. I had it 2-3 times minimum per day, right? I was eating a lot of processed foods as a kid, no doubt about it. We just didn't know that, you know, 25 years ago. But if your child is dealing with dairy-based sensitivities, they're going to have more allergies. They're going to have more asthma. And they're certainly going to have all the kids in my family. We all had to have tubes in our ears. We all had to have our tonsils removed or adenoids removed. That's not normal, right? It's not, that your body was born and meant to have those parts. You're not supposed to start pulling parts out of the body just because they're inflamed. Those are actually lymph nodes. Those lymph nodes collect necrotic tissue. They collect pathogens and bacteria to clean them inside the nodes. And when the nodes begin to swell, it's a sign that your body's killing off a lot of bacteria and cleaning that up. Look at what the underlying root causes are of that.
Yeah. Don't just rip it out.
That's right. Yeah. Again, it's just symptomatic relief. That's it.
Yeah. So your daughters and stuff, people love hearing about my kids and the kids of the guests on my show and stuff. How do you deal? I know we're going off topic a little bit, but I have to ask, like, how do you deal with your kids? I mean, they're young, 7 and 9. I have 6 and 10 here. So I kind of get that age range. How do you deal with them going to school and being exposed to all the foods there and what other kids are eating and at lunchtime? And like, you know, do they even ask, like, why do they get fast food, but we don't, daddy? Like, how do you deal with that?
You know, and I will say, so there's two parts to it. It's never about taking away or saying that foods are bad, but we do teach which foods are healthy and build up our body and our mind. And then we also, and this is, again, I was fortunate to know this, to be able to do it from a young age. We also showed them, okay, you can have this, but after, you know, an hour later, half hour later, we say, we want you to pay attention to your body. You feel bloated right now? Do you feel like not yourself? When kids have food dyes and gluten, if they're sensitive to it, which has a lot of glutamate in it, which affects the nervous system in the brain, they start having more tantrums, or they're not acting like themselves and they're really acting out. I mean, our practice is about 75% women and 80%. And we work with a lot of their children as well. And we start to clean up that diet. And it's amazing how resilient children's bodies are, though. And if there's gut issues, sir, we'll work on that as well. And they're like different kids. I mean, we work with kids with executive function disorder, ADD, ADHD, you know, asthma, allergies, eczema, et cetera. And it's absolutely phenomenal, the turnaround. And I'll just tell you, from I had to go gluten-free when it was strange to be gluten-free 25 years ago, because I had a big gluten-based sensitivity. And anybody with gut issues probably has a touch of it as well. But my youngest daughter. So my daughter that's 9, no real issues around having some, we don't eat a lot of bread, but bread every once in a while. We go out, we have a meal each week where we get to eat whatever we want, dessert, you name it, anything. And it's not, we don't call it a cheat meal. We don't call it anything. It's just like, hey, we're going out to dinner, eat whatever you want, enjoy, right? And so, but again, that's to a certain point. There's fine lines that you set as principles in your life. My daughters are not allowed to have artificial colors or artificial flavors. It's just a no. If it's at a birthday party and it's neon yellow frosting, sorry, but you can't eat the neon yellow frosting, because I'm unwilling as a parent to harm your health. I don't have to be your best friend. I'm your parent. Hopefully you understand as we're going through this, but even if you don't, it's okay, because I'm unwilling to do this to your own health. Now, if it's a, you know, cupcake or whatever, yeah, sure, they're allowed to have it. Like, that's okay. But again, this isn't every day. And then we say, okay, how do you feel? You don't need 2 cupcakes. You don't need 3 cupcakes. The first one's enough. So again, but going back to that, my youngest daughter is very sensitive to gluten. So we make a concerted effort in my house. If we do a pasta one night or something like that, it's gluten-free. And there's so many great gluten-free brands now, like Jovial and, you know, Tinkata. So there's a lot of great brands. So we're just trying to do things as a family that are healthier for all of us. If one person has a gluten sensitivity, my parents are not as much as into this as I would like them to be, they've done a whole lot better, and they don't notice when we make gluten-free pasta. They, you know, it's all the same. So there's much better alternatives today.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I love that you're making them stop and pay attention to how they feel. And I do like this similar things with my kids. And I'm just like, you can have that, but you know, I want you to pay attention. Or is that food for your body? Is that fuel for your body? How do you think that's going to last during that 2-hour volleyball practice that you're going to? How do you think you're going to feel about 30 minutes into it? You know, and another thing I have to bring up too, now they have like free school or free food at school, like free breakfast, free lunch. Like, this year is just everything's free. And I'm like, how are they doing that? You know, because everyone's being like COVID sensitive and everything. And my daughter told me the other day, she's like, you've got to see the food at school, mom. And I'm like, why? She's like, everything comes in a bag. I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, everything is in a bag. So if you're getting a piece of pizza, it's in a plastic bag. If you're getting a hot dog, it's in a plastic bag. I'm like, oh my God, not only is that food not even food, now you're throwing it in plastic, which everything, and they're heating it up. It's sitting there under hot, you know, the lamps and stuff, and it's going to their food. It's just, it's such a nightmare with nutrition and children right now. And so I love that we're talking about this. I love that you have those hard lines with your kids. Like, no, you're not going to eat the bright yellow frosting, you know? And I think more parents need to hear this. They hear me talk about it and stuff too, but I love that you're a dad talking about this and you're like, no, I'm not willing to harm your health. Dude, you need that like on a tank top.
Well, for 5 minutes of pleasure, what could that cause? I mean, it's a minimum of 31 hours of inflammation in a child's body and an adult's body. So 5 minutes for a trade-off of 31 hours, it's just not what we want. But at the same time, and I will say this again, that's the hard line. But with other things just like you, I just say, you know what? This is your body. It's your choice. If you feel, even we were doing this at 5 years old and 7 years old, we were giving them that choice. We said, if this is something that you would like to try and have, then you're welcome to. We just want you to stop if you start to feel this upset your stomach or you don't start to feel as well. And so that's what we would do. Because again, we want them to have autonomy and control over their own body, even at a young age, that they're making decisions for themselves, but also at the same time that they then don't act out when they're off in college. Right? Because we're giving them all the opportunities now. We're not saying no. We are saying like, these are things that are dangerous for your body. And they know how to read labels now. So they know all about that. My daughter at, 4 years old or 3 years old was, pointing in the store if we were shopping, like, hey, that says non-GMO. That says fair trade. That's, it was just funny. She had obviously no idea what they meant. But we were just instilling these things. And remember, as parents, it's not taught in school. Probably the opposite is taught in school. It's not taught in the media. It's not taught by anyone. So where are your kids going to learn it if it's not for you? The problem is they're going to learn it the hard way when they end up seeing someone like myself or another, doctor when they've already have issues. So as parents, we don't have to be experts. That's not what it is. It's just starting to teach them to eat a little bit healthier, get some colorful food on their plate, drink more water rather than soft drinks or energy drinks, those types of drinks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Funny story I have to tell you. So in my house, we only drink water. Like, it's a real treat if mom's buying some organic lemonade, like real big deal. And we had a babysitter one time and she texted her parents and was like, there's nothing to drink here. I'm so thirsty. Can you bring me something? And I was like, oh my God. And she's like, you don't have anything to drink in the house. I didn't know if you knew that. And I'm like, dear, we only drink water. So, but
meanwhile, your body is 2/3 water, right? So
yeah, It was just funny. It was interesting. And I was like, oh my God, welcome to my home. So how can we remove, reduce, eliminate these environmental toxins from our body, from our kids' body, from our life?
Well, a big part of it is understanding that they do exist, but not being afraid to live in this world, because at first you just get so overwhelmed. So when I wrote my book, The Rain Barrel Effect, 3 years ago, there was about 77,000 man-made chemicals in the United States that were allowed. Most not studied in connection with each other. That's always the big deal. Like, these medications in general are studied, but never in conjunction with each other. That's mm-hmm. just not how things are studied. And that's a really big issue. But let's go back to the environmental toxins. So started doing a lot of research on this because we started to use this thing called a functional medicine detox in our practice. We use it for the worst of the worst people, typically autoimmune issues, et cetera. And it was working remarkably well. And I was a young doctor of naturopathy back then. And so I wanted to say, okay, how are we really helping people with this? And I began to see all of these toxins in the environment and I realized it, but most people, they never hear about these things and they don't necessarily even believe it. Well, some interesting statistics, and all of this can be looked up in the Environmental Working Group, which is in a nonprofit, it's ewg.org. They'll list your skin products, whether they're toxic or not toxic. They'll even tell you the ingredients that are in them. So it's very interesting to look at that. And again, a nonprofit, a great charity that we donate to each year. And I'll tell you this, the average woman is exposed to 126 toxic chemicals, half of which cause cancer before she even leaves the house. And these are in our shampoos, conditioners, waters, cleaning products, soaps, toothpaste, things like parabens, sodium lauryl sulfate, phthalates, triclosan and toothpaste, even all the hand sanitizer that we're going around using. Alcohol is one thing, but when it contains triclosan and all the other ingredients, remember, your skin is porous, right? So you probably might say, well, how am I getting all these ingredients in? Because I might be eating organic food. Well, it all moves through your skin. Your skin is porous and it goes right in your bloodstream. At least with food, you get to break it down in your stomach with stomach acid and your intestines, and then it has to go through your liver. Mm-hmm. It gets a free ride through your scalp and through your skin. And so we can be really careful of that. And the other thing is this, is that we might say, well, I'm doing the right thing for my children. Totally get it. Totally understand. We are all trying our best. But when they did a study, it was called the 10 Americans, they found that these 10 Americans had they only tested for 400 toxins. That's it. When I say toxins, I mean things like pollution, pesticides, parabens, phthalates. We just talked about those hot dogs in a plastic bag, right? Yeah. Or anything in plastic. Well, what is that doing? It's putting those PCBs, bisphenol A, all of those things into our water, right? And even if it's not BPA, well, there's all sorts of other plastics that 10 years from now, they're going to say, oh, look what this did as well. Mm-hmm. So what happens is all of these things are going into our body. And this 10 American study, it only looked at 400 toxins. They found the average of these 10 Americans, they found it to be 232 toxins out of 400. But yet these 10 Americans weren't even born yet. This was actually taken from the mother's fetal cord blood that directly goes into the child. So we know that a baby being born into this world, living in a toxic soup, is actually getting a lot of these toxins from her mother. And again, this is not to scare anyone, but it is to be just a little bit more diligent,
yes,
to start to replace the main things you use in your house that have the most amount of toxicity for you and your family, and then begin to do things to actually clean that out of your body at a faster rate. I read about your story. I know about your story. And when you gained weight with each pregnancy, what happens is this. Every time you lost that weight, though, body fat is 200 to 300 times more toxic than the blood. That means when these toxins are going in your blood, your liver and kidneys are meant to filter them. However, it can't get everything. I mean, that's just its job. Your liver was never meant to see man-made chemicals. So it pushes them into your adipose tissue, which is your body fat. Now, when you oxidize that and break it down and lose it during a weight loss program or nutrition program or exercise, which is great, all of that goes back into the bloodstream. And it could be from years ago. So now you're dealing with excess levels of estrogen. So estrogen metabolites, you're dealing with those plastics, those pesticides, even DDT from 40, 50 years ago is still in the environment. So when you are losing the weight, I definitely invite women and urge women and men to also be taking care of their liver and the rest of their body to get this out of their body quickly. And that has to do with constipation and a few other areas, because if you're not getting it out of your body quickly, or sweating, that it's a real problem. Women can end up with more health issues, more headaches, more lethargy, lower libido, lower energy, thinning hair, because they're just releasing massive amounts of stored toxins from their body.
Hey, so I thought this would be a good time to give you guys a little bit more information on my online program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. If you are looking to be motivated, inspired, finally get off your butt and do the things that you want to do with your health and your fitness and your workout and your body and hit those goals, we need to talk. Busy to Bomb Fit Mom is a full online program. It's a 90-day program that's going to get you into the best shape of your life. Now, is it an easy diet plan to follow or all these amazing workouts that I'm just going to hand you on a silver platter? No, this program is going to love and support you. It's going to motivate you, get you heading in the right direction. But you don't have to do it alone. You're going to have an entire support system with you. You're going to have me as your coach, coaching you on nutrition, your workouts. I become your virtual personal trainer. So if this is something that you're looking for and you just need that extra push and someone on your heels telling you that you're worth it and it's time, we need to talk. Visit www.busy2bombfitmom.com. Book a call with me. Let's see if this is a fit for you. All right, back to the show.
Mm-hmm. And I love that you brought up like constipation. I just had a conversation the other day. It probably was like on one of my team calls where I had like, you know, 50 people on a Zoom or something. And so many of them like, you guys, okay, seriously, put your hand like in front of the camera just so we can see how many of you are pooping like once a day. And it was like all of them were like, eh. And then more of them were like, I'm lucky if I go once or twice a week. And I'm like, you guys, are you serious right now? And people don't understand the power of pooping. And like, that's a problem, but it just becomes their norm. And then they're like, what? Yes. Everyone does. Everyone only poops once a week. And I'm like, oh.
This, the bacterial buildup and the water retention and your body's inability to remove toxins becomes greatly inhibited. So one of the biggest issues is that, so your liver is basically, I wish I had my little model right there up there in the corner, but there's a big organ underneath the right side of your rib cage called your liver. And what it does is it has a phase one, phase two detox. So whenever you're exposed to, you know, bug spray, pesticides, plastics, all these things, chlorine from your water, from your shower, it goes in your bloodstream and then your liver gets it. We hope most of it. Back in the day, 100 years ago, it would have probably got 90% of it. But again, it's not keeping up today. So what it does, it breaks it down from a fat soluble metabolite or gas, and it turns it into a water soluble metabolite that you can excrete it through your urine or through your stool. And the main way is through a bowel movement. And that's from the bile that drops into the liver, which goes then right into essentially your small intestine and then right out of your body and then also into the colon as well. So the problem is those are toxins then hanging out in your intestines. And they can be reabsorbed. And a big issue that we see in our practice is estrogen dominance. So women that are feeling, especially 7 and 10 days before their menstrual cycle begins, lower mood, irritable, depressed, bloated, oilier skin, trouble sleeping. We see all of those things. And then, okay, it lasts for like 5 to 7 days and then it goes away. Well, a lot of that is from not being able to process estrogen through the liver and get it out of the body. Mm-hmm. Or reabsorbing it if you're constipated. So these are big issues. I mean, these are real health issues and fundamentals that can greatly improve a person's life and also make their body transformation, if they're trying to transform their body, that much easier. I can assure you, if you're not having a bowel movement once a day, you're going to be retaining more water. It's going to be a lot more difficult to lose the weight.
Yeah. And a lot of women are probably going, oh, I didn't make that connection before. My poop has to do with my estrogen? Go figure. Imagine that. What are the big things that you think that are important that we really look at to change? Like, would it be our toothpaste? Like, what would be like your top five? Like, you need to look at this, change this, this, and this, you know, what, in your opinion, what do you think we should swap out?
So there's for food, because again, I like to keep things really simple, and that's because life can be just overwhelming enough, especially if you have kids. So it's like, we can't make this super complicated. So the Clean 15 Dirty Dozen is the first place to start for food. So that what that is the Clean 15 are the 15 foods that if you can't purchase all organic or you can't find all organic, these Clean 15 can be eaten non-organic. And that's because they're not heavily sprayed, or like a banana, you can peel it and the skin comes off and you don't eat the skin. So the Clean 15 will allow you to save some money while food shopping. But the Dirty Dozen foods, which changes every 12 months, they come up with a new list. And again, I podcast, I have specific shows on all these different things, but the Dirty Dozen are foods that you should never eat unless you can buy them organic, meaning it is not worth it because the harm outweighs the benefits.
Yeah.
So things like strawberries, believe it or not, if you cannot get organic strawberries, do not eat them, because the pesticide sprayed on them is such a high level and it goes directly into the fruit itself. You cannot peel a strawberry. It goes directly into it. So these are important ones to know for the family. So, and there's actually a little card that you can carry around until you get used to the Clean 15 Dirty Dozen to know which ones to do. After the food, it's water. So you need a good water filter. Now, of course, you can buy spring water, all of those things, that's fine. But you can get yourself a good water filter. You can get yourself a whole house water filter that filters it right from where it comes in for the city water. And then I'll talk about it. You don't need a shower filter, a bath filter for your kids. I can talk about that in a second. But your water filter can come right in from the house. Now, that's obviously a little bit more expensive. But you can do what we do, which is just an counter water filter, which is called the Berkey. And you can get a 1 gallon, 2 gallon, 3 gallon, and it allows you then fill it up the night before. And you've got 3 gallons of water, 2.5 gallons of water, which is what we do for the whole next day. And that's filtered for everything, 99.9% of all particles. Plus they have 2 fluoride filters. And you might say, well, I thought fluoride was good for my teeth. It's debatable whether fluoride can be good for your teeth or not. Mm-hmm. It's actually, it does work. But it's also, you can debate that you don't need it and still have really healthy teeth, since the reason you get cavities in the first place is through a buildup of anaerobic bacteria in your mouth, which happens when you eat too much sugar and processed foods. So, you know, we'll save that debate for another day. But what we do know is that fluoride was never meant to be swallowed. That's for sure. Fluoride has been used since the early 60s for Graves disease, meaning fluoride lowers your thyroid, because fluoride competes with iodine and your own thyroid molecules to be able to make thyroid hormone, which is essentially made from thyroid molecules. So fluoride is a big one that you don't want you or your kids to be consuming. So start there. Water filter, and then the food. And I'm happy to give cooking and a few other things as well, if you'd like.
Yeah. What was the name of that water filter that you said? The Berkey?
Berkey. Yeah. It's been around for like 40 years. The Berkey water filter. It's stainless steel. So it's not collect a lot of bacteria. It has two big filters on the top, not just charcoal. They're deeper filters. And then on the bottom, you screw on two fluoride filters and it filters out the fluoride as well.
And is that something that you put in your fridge? Does it sit on your counter?
You put it right on your countertop. Yes. And the reason why you don't want to use the old school, like we used to do Brita filters, is because the Brita filter actually adds back about 14% aluminum to the water they've found because it's an aluminum filter. It's a little cheaper. We'll put it that way. So yeah, it filters some things, no doubt about it, but it's not filtering chlorine like it should. You want to get that chlorine out of your water. Chlorine will kill your good gut bacteria. And that brings me to the shower filter for your kids yourself. So if you're taking a hot shower, that shower, you probably notice if you have a glass shower door that it steams up, that it fogs up. Well, inside of that steam is chlorine. So chlorine is a very powerful toxin and poison to our body. And now it's even worse than drinking it because you're breathing it in through your nose and your mouth, which goes into your lungs, which your lungs then directly feed your bloodstream. So now you have chlorine in your bloodstream, which is definitely an inflammatory toxin for the body. Not good for the thyroid as well, believe it or not, another one. So essentially when you look at it, mercury, chlorine, and fluoride all slow the thyroid. And we work with a lot of women with thyroid issues. I mean, 1 out of 5 women have thyroid issues. So you have to understand that there's always a root cause. This is just one of them. So what we do is we use a shower filter to filter out that chlorine. You just change it every 6 months, so it's no big deal. And for our daughters, we have a bath filter. Now they're getting more towards shower age, and my wife takes a bath too. So you just pop it on and you just filter the water as it comes out. It basically hangs below the spout. And that filters out the chlorine as well. So these are simple things to do. We're not talking about, so the Berkey, it lasts forever. I mean, that's basically it. All you do is change the filters essentially every 6 months. A couple $100 investment there. The shower filter might be $40. The bath filter might be like $20 or $30. And then again, every 6 months, you might buy a $20 filter. It's going to save you a lot of money if you're buying water right now, bottles of water in plastic especially, that you can just fill up a mason jar. And then your kids for school can have a stainless steel water bottle or whatever you like for them too. And so pretty easy, pretty straightforward. Definitely start there. The last tip I want to give is that a lot of toxins are created in the kitchen as well. So we talked about the food. We talked about the water because we use those every day, right? So you start with the main things. Yep. The next one is your cooking. So you do not want to cook on aluminum pans. I know this is a big one because a lot of people have aluminum pans. One, they're very inexpensive. Number two, they heat very evenly and they heat up quickly. So that's why they're used most often. However, the most predominant toxin that we found for heavy metals in children and adults' bodies is aluminum. And that's because it's in our water, but it's also when you scrape a metal spatula or spoon against an aluminum pan, not a lot, but over time, microscopic particles of aluminum go into your food. So we don't want to do that. We want to use a ceramic pan or a cast iron pan if you don't have high levels of iron, or what else do we use? Stainless steel, which would be fine. That's a different one as well. All of those would be non-aluminum. It can even have an aluminum core, just not on the outside. Glass is also fine, some Pyrex ones like that. And then no cooking in aluminum foil. Growing up, we cooked everything in aluminum foil. You put everything on aluminum foil. But the problem is, again, over time, that aluminum can leach into your food, especially with heat. So if you're using aluminum foil, fine. What you want to do is use some parchment paper in between the aluminum foil and the food, so that the non-bleached and wax parchment paper then is a barrier between that, and you can still get that evenness. So that's again, those are the major ones. And if you do that, you're already going to be so far ahead. The last one I want to give, because I always have to give this one, do not use bug spray on your children. Use a natural form of it. Bug spray is one of the most toxic, neurological damaging things that we spray on our body. It literally shuts down the nervous system of insects. Now, I know we're not an insect, but over time, these things are very dangerous. So there's a product that I like called Herbal Armor. It's a great one. It's shown to be 99%+ effective for up to 3 hours. So you might have to apply just a little bit more often, but you know, I take my kids hiking in the woods and we spray that on, lather that on. I've done internships overseas in India in Ayurvedic clinics, and I lathered that on. This was going back some years and it works. So yeah, it's a much better choice. And again, it's all natural herbs that we know, right? Citronella, natural vanilla.
Yeah.
All of these things keep bugs away as well.
That's perfect. There's so many people that are like, especially camping, you know, we're coming off the summer now and everyone's just like, shh, come here. And I'm like, the DEET and everything in there. We found some natural ones, but I've never tried this one. So that one is, I will definitely look that one up and try it. These are like just amazing tips and they're super easy for people to do. Now, tell us a little bit about your book, The Rain Barrel Effect, because I got to believe that you go even into more in depth inside the book with all of this.
I do. And so essentially I give people the top 10 reasons why we're unwell, why we start to gain the weight and have difficulty keeping it off, and why at a certain point we start to feel like we're aging at a much more rapid rate.
Yeah.
So there's 10 main reasons. And believe it or not, I talked about it 3 years ago when I was writing the book that there was 77,000 man-made chemicals and only about 8,000 in Europe. Europe doesn't even allow a lot of these things into their country. Well, now in the US, it's 144,000. It's literally basically double. And I don't know how many Europe allows now. It's certainly more than 8,000. But we live in a toxic soup. And so the thing is, we can protect ourselves. I run environmental toxicity tests that not everybody has to run, but you know, we run these things. They're all at-home lab tests. And when I look at myself, all of my levels are low. I don't go out of my way to be worried about any of these things. The only one that's higher for me is because I live in Boston, Massachusetts, and I live in the city. So when I walk out, I'm breathing in exactly what it found, which was basically car exhaust and train-based pollution. So I can't get rid of that. But then again, at the same time, the second half of my book is my de-stress protocol. It's exactly what I do in my practice. So it's diet, it's exercise, it's stress reduction, it's toxin removal. It is rest and sleep protocols, because that's so important. It's emotional balance. It's scientifically proven nutritional supplements, and it's success mindset. So it's 8 parts, because a lot of people think that the way you get well is through just food. Well, I wish it was that easy. And that's a huge part of it, but it's not that easy, especially if your digestion's off. I tried to eat well. I didn't get better, especially because I wasn't even absorbing all the nutrients from all the good food I was eating because my gut was so imbalanced. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about, you know, taking certain nutritional supplements. A big part of it, because when you're not absorbing things, you need to give your body a bit of a push, no doubt about it. And it's either pharmaceuticals or it's nutritional supplements. Yeah. You have to do one or the other. So that's basically it. And then even if you do all those things right, well, you'll notice that there's a stress component, an emotions component from past trauma or you know, relationship issues, et cetera, that major stress that can affect your gut, your nervous system, your adrenals, your thyroid. And there's the success mindset. So 3 parts of that are actually the mind. And it's being able to, over time, rewire your subconscious and your view of life that, you know, things don't have to be this way. So I really teach that through the book, and it's step by step. You know, we were doing over 20,000 appointments a year in my 2 locations in Boston. And the reason I wrote the book is that we said we're not even able to continue to see more people in Boston. I want to get this information out there. So that's basically exactly what we do. How you get sick, how you get well again.
I love it. And it's so easy to read too. That's one thing that I love. It is like, I'm not falling asleep trying to figure out and understand everything. It's so easy to read. And this is one of those things that you guys just plug away slowly on your nightstand every night, read a little bit, educate yourself, because that knowledge is power. And you have just done an amazing job on this book. Tell us about your podcast too, because I want our listeners to start tuning in. I want everyone to listen to everything and take in different opinions and knowledge and from all over the place.
Yeah. And it's a good tip that you gave too. Just plug away with the book. Don't people get a book and they're like, oh, I'm never going to be able to read all this.
Yeah.
For everyone that listens to the podcast or is in our private practice, I say 10 pages a day. That's it. So it's literally, and if you're a slow reader, 10 pages when you wake up before the rest of the family wakes up, 3 pages when you wake up, 3 pages at lunch, basically 3 or 4 pages in the evening. And that's only going to be 10 minutes, 3 times a day. You'll finish 10 pages a day. You'll be done with the book in about a month or maybe a month and a week.
Yeah.
And then you can then, just like you said, okay, so you read the book, don't just put it down, begin to implement, But just like you said, too, you can then also start to read the next book. And you can kind of keep that practice with you, which allows you perspective and growth. And so I really do like that, because like you, I recommend people continue to consume good knowledge. And and what I try to do in my podcast is called The Cabral Concept, and it's a daily show. One is I love to talk. But the second is that I want to put out there a breadth of knowledge that's truly integrative, that comes from Ayurvedic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, conventional medicine, naturopathic medicine, bioregulatory medicine, Eastern-based philosophy on life and how to look at that, on nutritional supplements, at-home lab testing, you know, which we didn't even talk about how this is accessible to all people, when back in the day when I was sick, you had to go to a doctor. So what I try to do is teach one specific principle each day so that people don't feel like overwhelmed or they have to learn everything all at once. Because just like you, we've been doing this a long time in our industries. I don't know about you, but I feel like no matter how much I study and learn and I continue every single day to research, there's never going to be an end to it. There's literally no end. And so that's the amazing thing about our industry, though. It's very fun.
Yeah, we never get bored.
That's right. And so, but the nice thing is too, we know it works, right? So yeah. You know what works for everything that you do in your practice. I know it works for everything you do in my practice. Autoimmune issues, gut issues, mood issues, sleep, you name it, right? It's because we've done it we work with over 250,000 people. We know what works, but we custom tailor that for each individual, especially if they run some of these at-home labs. So we know what works, but that doesn't mean we can't up-level our own practice 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, because who does it benefit? Well, it benefits our family, our community, and our entire, everyone that we work with. And that's a great thing, like I said, about our industry.
Yeah. How can people work with you?
So my main site is stephencabral.com. It's just Stephen with a PH. You'll find the book there, free assessments there, at-home labs. Everything is basically right at that website, my podcasts. And then on Instagram, I have a busy day job just like you, but I answer direct messages. People have a direct message. Now I can't give you a protocol over a direct message on Instagram, right. But I can help, you know, I can help. And so Instagram is just my name as well, Stephen Cabral. And we really are happy to help in any way that we can.
I love it. And people can do in-home kits and get more information from your website about that.
100%, whether it's food sensitivities, tests for kids or adults, or hormone testing, which is a big part of our practice for women with estrogen dominance, like I spoke about before, or thyroid issues, or low mood, fatigue, brain fog, all of that can be tested with something called a stress hormones, mood and metabolism test, gut testing, you name it. That's all at stephencabral.com/labs. And that will take you over to our virtual practice. I should mention, I had two large practices in Boston. We simply were not able to scale those at the way that we wanted to be able to reach people all over the world. So now we are reaching many more people. I have other practitioners, brilliant practitioners running those practices. And so we see people all over the world, whether it be Australia, New Zealand, Europe, you name it. And it's all done basically like we're doing right now over Zoom. We have a HIPAA compliant software, which allows us just to talk face-to-face with people through video. And it's the same thing as going into a health coach or doctor's office, but it allows for convenience. And that's, I think, really important in this world.
That is so awesome. And I love that people can connect with you and still work with you no matter where they're from and where they're listening from. So you guys, make sure we're going to put everything in the show notes. Check him out. Go to the website. Maybe that at-home kit is something that you need and you really need to look into. You know, everyone's so worried because I'm sure this episode will air sometime around December. It doesn't matter if you listen to it next July, though. But everyone is always looking for like, well, I don't know what to get so-and-so, or I don't know what I want for Christmas. You guys, invest in health for you. And I tell my clients all the time, I'm like, you're not an expense. You know, it is not an expense to look into and figure out why you're constipated, why you have stomach issues, why you have thyroid and hormone issues and stuff. It's an investment in you. And when you invest in you, you invest in your entire family. So if you're looking for a gift for yourself or someone else, check out Dr. Cabral, set up an appointment, get an at-home testing kit. You know, and a lot of people are like, oh yeah, so I shouldn't get that extra bottle of perfume from the department store? No.
That's the same thing. I create always a healthy shopping guide for the holidays, because instead of the gift certificate to the restaurant or Starbucks or whatever, you know, there are things that you can get, whether it's the water filters we just spoke about, blue blocking glasses, dry brushes. There's all these nice little things you can do for your health, because you don't have to go out and replace every pot or pan right away. You can just start with your main one, and you can just start with like a water filter. And so there's all these steps we can take. Again, I just want, if anybody takes anything away, it's not to be overwhelmed with the information. Start where you're ready, where you're at, and begin to just move forward each and every month on maybe something new.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Dr. Cabral, thank you so much for coming on today. I cannot wait for this episode to go out, because it's changing lives. Seriously, like, you have no idea how many people are going to listen to this, and it's going to affect their life and change them. And they're going to be like, oh my God, I heard this one podcast, and it was from that day forward that I actually started getting results and I got well, and light bulbs went off for us. So thank you for coming on.
Well, I really appreciate it. And thank you for all the work that you're doing in your community as well. Really appreciate it. It's fantastic. So thanks again.
You're welcome. And you guys, stay safe, stay healthy. Check out the show notes. This is an episode you're going to want to listen to several times over and pass it on to your friends and family. Until next time, everyone.
If you are ready to become a bomb mom, join my free course over at www.melissavogelfitness.com/course. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.